him. You can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
Proud of being loved. And it would hurt, hurt to know if you ever were untrue. Sweeter than the taste of a cherry so sweet. And I'm so proud, girl.
I'm so proud.
I'm so proud of you. Compliments to you from all the people we meet. Yes, and I'm so proud.
I'm so proud.
Believe me, I love you too. I'm so proud of being loved by you. So proud of being loved by you. And it would hurt, hurt to know if you ever were untrue. Sweeter than the taste of a cherry so sweet. Yeah, and I'm so proud.
I'm so proud.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of being loved by you.
Hello,
hello.
That's the mic.
There we are.
Hello.
Yeah.
Welcome to Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo, yeah.
I'm DJ Time Cop.
I'm DJ... DJ?
I'm Airbud.
Oh, you have one already?
And today we're filling in for Mark Ruffalo. He couldn't be here today. He's busy filming a biopic, actually. He's a lead. Biopic's about Andrea Botticelli.
Yeah.
Famous composer.
Andrea Botticelli.
Yeah.
Better known older brother of Anthony Botticelli.
Anthony Botticelli.
Who also is a person.
Who does, yeah. He's one of the premier pasta makers in all of Modena, actually.
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah. So, obviously, he was a little too busy to come in today, so we're filling in for
him. Yeah, we'll be taking
the reins anyways.
Yeah, we got some music for you. That was the first thing was
complicated
by Avril Lavigne. The second was I'm So Proud by The Impressions.
And then for a second there, that was Can't Help Falling in Love by Andrea Botticelli.
Botticelli. Yeah, you know, Mark Ruffalo is actually learning how to sing opera for this role.
And they do look similar.
They do look kind of similar, right?
Don't look it up. Just
especially
imagine
with
it.
A flute in the hands.
Imagine Mark Ruffalo with a flute. Like,
so you don't even have to Google Andre Botticelli. You can take our word for it.
We'll be here for about an hour. Ian wanted to play the next song.
Yeah.
What's it called, Ian?
It's called Night Drive by Ari Lennox.
Ain't love like we all initiatives. Liberation, oh so cavalier. Ooh, baby, take me far away from here. Baby, you know I'm sincere. Ooh, don't keep your love on me. No.
And what were those last couple songs?
Tell us about it.
What were those last couple of songs? It was Night Drive by Ari Lennox, followed by Never Lonely by Space Mountain.
Yeah, featuring Ava. From Fourth Wanderers. I don't know what her last name is.
May recognize the extremely distinctive voice.
Yeah.
If you've heard Fourth Wanderers before.
I came up on my Discover Weekly and I was like, oh, this is a cool Fourth Wanderers song. Turns out to be Space Mountain, who's from the area.
This area.
Yeah, this area. I don't know if it's just Massachusetts.
Medford.
But it might be like Alston, I don't know, somewhere around the Boston area.
WMFO.
Which is cool. Yeah. So now. Oh, we're getting a call.
We're getting a phone getting call. A phone and they call. Waited until we were in between songs.
That's so nice of them.
You. Oh,
you
my.
You know I struggle with this.
On in. Hello,
are
you're
you
on the air with
on
WMFO.
The air?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Josh, listening from California.
Wow.
The actor?
Wow, international.
Oh, my God. We draw a lot of water.
To make it quick.
What time is it there?
Yeah, what?
It's like 2 a.m., right?
Really late.
It's really late. What are you doing up at this hour?
Do you stay up just for us?
Yeah, I'm staying up late.
Oh, good.
Nice. So, how are things?
Yeah, what's up?
Things? You know, they're fine. I just walked my dog. Now I'm going to eat some fish.
Nice.
What kind of fish?
What kind of dog?
Salmon. Tibetan Terrier, but like a mix, you know.
You ever give that Tibetan Terrier some fish scraps?
I have. There isn't a ton of fish there, so I'm probably going to give them.
Not enough fish to go around.
Oh, so you wouldn't want to choke on the bones.
Yeah, small bones. Small dog.
Oh. Yeah, small bones.
Small bones.
Yeah. What kind of actually do you? Can you feed that dog kibbles and bits? I feel like that's always the most
just the
fun.
Bits.
That's always the most fun dog food to say. Just the bits. Kibbles are like, too big.
It's like honey bunches of oats. Just bunches.
Yeah.
What a bit.
Just bits.
Yeah, just the bunches. Yeah.
Is the kibble or the bit the more desirable part though?
I've
never tried.
I don't really know what
honest.
Kibble is.
You can Google that though.
What is a kibble?
It's not a bit.
Yeah, because they would have to just be redundant in the name.
Yeah. Well, enough of this kibble bit.
Good bit. Though.
Laughing on the radio is not professional.
But yeah, we
were gonna play a song if that's okay with you, Josh Burl.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you know his last name?
He said it at the beginning of the show.
So we just did a quick type-a-rooney on the computer machine. Oh, we're getting another call on line two.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know how we handle
let's
that.
Bring in a second right. caller.
Yeah.
Thanks, Josh Burl.
All right, let's conference them in.
We're in a conference. Hi, you're on the
Hello,
air with WMFO and Josh Burl.
From California.
Hi, this is Jared.
Oh, hi.
Oh,
hi,
my
Jared.
God. Jared, get off the air. Get him off the air. We're not having this guy on here. He
it's done.
Every week.
He came to my
what's
home
your last name?
Night.
My name is Jared Lieberman.
Jared Lieberman. And where are you, Jared?
Lieberman.
I'm calling in from Boston F.
Wow. Is it late there?
It's about 3 a.m. I'm working the, the late night stream.
Well, we're happy to be here with you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Can I request a song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I wanted to request a song. That's why I called.
Wait, wait, wait. We have competing song requests here.
All right, hear both of them.
You guys figure that out.
Yeah,
some
this
way.
Is among you two,
hold on,
not us.
Yeah, you guys decide how you're gonna figure out what you're gonna
do. Hey, Jared. How you doing? I'm okay. What song are you gonna request?
You just lost your dog.
Yeah.
What song were you thinking of playing?
Oh, I really wanted to hear EXO Tour Life, but the brass tracks version.
Is that clean? Is there a clean version of that?
Yeah, it's an instrumental.
Oh, it's an
we're
instrumental.
We're a family show.
Yeah, we are a family show.
Yeah,
we're a brass track. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to... Well, okay.
Yeah, let's hit it.
So was that... Jared, are you on board?
Were you also going to request that song?
I was going to request that exact song, the clean instrumental version.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
I'm really glad that we reached this kind of
on the same wavelength.
Consensus, yeah.
Yeah. Calling.
It was lovely to talk to both of you.
Have a nice night.
Yeah.
Get some sleep.
Yeah. Bye, Mark. Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. So, are we gonna play? Oh, we're getting another call.
Oh my goodness.
Is that even possible? There's only two phones.
Never mind. Never mind.
Hello?
It was a glitch.
Hello?
I think we're alone.
I
think we're alone now.
I hear breathing.
Wait, I don't like this.
That's a horror movie.
Mark, is that you?
Yeah, none of that. We playing rockets.
Yeah, yeah. Right,
so we're gonna take an Ian song, and then we're gonna do the requested song.
Yep. But we put ourselves first.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, this one is gonna be Rockets by Lion Babe featuring Mo Monks.
Mo Mux.
Rockets.
And
now the word on the street. With Noah Cutler.
Can you guys hear me?
And friends.
Yeah, I'm going to turn Noah's mic all the way up, and he's leaning out the window on the third floor.
Hold on. We got a pedestrian light day right now.
Pedestrian
looking out
light?
Onto this Boston Avenue intersection. Just trying to see. Hey, what's the word on the street? Go!
We get a word?
It's a nice day.
It's a nice day.
It's a nice day. That's nice.
I think we've all been thinking that.
I hope everyone is out there enjoying this wonderful nice day. Sunny day. I know I am.
Those two songs were Rocket by Lion Babe featuring Mo Monks.
Yeah.
And Exo Tour Life by Brass Tracks.
Yeah, it's the Lil Uzi Vert thing.
Those were not words.
Lil Uzi Vert song Exo Tour Life as remixed by the group Brass Tracks.
Cool. That second song was brought to you by our call-in listeners, Jared and Josh.
Jared and Josh.
The two J's.
Yeah. Who could forget? Wow, they were just a pleasant pleasure to have.
Yeah, Josh Pearl was super nice to have on the show. This next song I want to play is called Habit Hole by Josh Pearl.
Josh Pearl. From deep within,
and move my body as I do too often. In my apartment, cooking Brussels sprouts, that buttery delight, where a dark sky fills the night. My shape deflates its size, there's a lava flow inside, and I'm scared to go outside.
Learning to cook can be fun, or at least until the dishes are done.
I wanna eat something alright, have a heart attack tonight. I'm watching my weight, somehow messing with fate. I'm aiming to clog every artery by age 28. And in my evil dreams, there's a lady singing, come back to me. My friends will all be free.
I'm sorry, what'd you just say?
Aren't regular ties decorative?
I guess I asked if bolo ties... I asked if bolo ties were purely decorative. Like, is that, like, just... Like, does it serve any purpose? I feel like...
What purpose does a normal
tie serve? It, like, communicates, like, that you're in charge, you know?
It does something, doesn't it?
Or, like, also that you like horses.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a weird... Yeah. It's a weird article of clothing.
Do you think that you've seen a bolo tie without a leather vest and a cowboy hat?
Yes.
100%. I'm not sure I've ever seen a bolo tie.
The person who called in recently,
in
Josh Burrell of Habit Hole.
Yeah.
Wore a bolo tie. No
from address. SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Of SoundCloud.
I've personally seen him wear a bolo tie.
I don't know.
With no leather vest. But it seems like those things should go together. Maybe like spurs. I think of like cowboy when I think bolo tie. Or Doug Dimmadome. Chair of the Dimmesdale Dimmadome.
Wow. Okay. Well done, well said.
Every hour on, here on WMFO, we have to, in order to maintain our lack of commercials, we do a PSA.
Also, it's for the good of the community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just generally for public service. So Noah's going to read us a PSA from this big binder of PSAs that we have.
Yeah, I'm just going to, you know... There's just all, they're all over the place.
I can play one first from the,
you're gonna like, play a PSA?
The recorded bank.
One.
Yeah,
wanna,
okay.
You know,
we actually, we should play two because we forgot to play one last week.
Yeah.
So this is a PSA from WMFO in Medford.
To visit the other side of the dream, your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin.
What?
But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
That was a PSA from WMFO in Medford.
And now we have...
Step it up a notch.
I guess a slightly less serious PSA. What about ladder safety?
Depends on who you are.
I guess, yeah. So, this is a PSA about ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in your closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any one of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. 91.5. That's the number.
Serious business, though, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to play a song called The Young Man Has a Point.
Oh, this is off Milo's new album.
Yeah.
Who told you to... think? Who told you to speak? What's the name of the album?
Oh, goodness gracious. I don't know. It's your song.
It's...
Look it up.
Look up the look new up. Milo album.
We're
it's
not
going to
do all the work for you. You can't
play most of the songs on the album during this hour of the day, but it's definitely worth a listen.
Although, if we were in California, we could.
Yeah, if only we were hosting this show in California.
Where it's 2 a.m.
You know. Here's The Young Man Has a Point featuring Young Man.
I regret to inform you of your imminent demise. Men, put your phones down, look your women in the eyes. Understand, let go your old plans. Children, hold hands. Your new role demands that if you gotta lick a shot, aim for 6 o'clock. At least with a 22, when it jumps, it hits the spot. An idiot could do it. Nice life, be ashamed if something happened to it.
What?
This solves nothing.
True. Just thinking on the master plan. Steve's drip like Fago off the hatchet man. Burst into tears like Steve hearing Pyle and Malden. There's a bomb in Gilead, use it often. Syncopated Saturdays fill me like a coffin. Spit it like Zadie Smith with a Jay-Z lisp or like Jay-Z Smith. You could take your pick. The point is, my vocabulary pays my rent.
What was that last song called?
Come My Way by Sudan Archives.
That was very good. I liked that a lot.
I thought so too.
Before that, we had off of Who Told You to Think.
That's the name of the album.
Yeah. the young man has a point. Nurture, in parentheses, nurture.
Does that mean you're supposed to say it quieter?
I don't know. Nurture. Yeah, so next up we got a band that I personally love. It's like one of my favorite bands currently. They're from Denver, Colorado, I believe. They're playing some shows with Palm, and they're called Body Meat. It's like the solo project of a guy named Christopher Taylor. It's just like a really weird, it's kind of just like, yeah, like very like odd, like pop music, but in very weird like time signatures. And
what's the name of the artist? All around.
Body Meat. The song is called Fragmenting the Pause. So, yeah, off of Redux, which is on Citrus City Records. So, yeah. Yeah, that was Fragmenting the Pause off of Redux by
Body Meat.
Body Meat and the Washboard Abs. It's a split EP, I think. But they're a wacky band, definitely worth a listen through their other music if you found that pleasurable in any sense of the term.
If anyone out there
also it. Likes that band, that'd be cool.
Please call
in
email
and validate me. Yeah.
I have a shout out.
That's what this is all for.
I know that we have a listener or a previous listener from California, but I've received intel that we have visitors from even further away.
Places further away?
Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to do the math on that real quick.
We are, according to my calculations, streaming live in two different places in New Hampshire.
What?
Two different hip liberal college towns.
Wow. Whoa.
Can you ask for anything better?
Yeah. Yeah, round of applause. Shout out to us.
We did it.
We made it big.
Any guesses?
We're part of the scene now. And the scene sucks, man.
Yeah.
It's not what it used to be. As soon as we got in, we just got super jaded.
Shouts out to Grace, Rev, and Jack in Williamsburg, Virginia, and Molly Graham in Blacksburg, Virginia, over at WUVT.
Yeah,
Virginia Tech Radio.
Heck yeah.
Again,
she helped me at workshop Airbud this morning. I know seamless our intro was today, but my new DJ name is Airbud. In case you guys missed it,
is it DJ Airbud or is it just Airbud?
No,
it's just Airbud.
Airbud. Yeah.
Interesting. Sleek.
How will people know you're a DJ?
I'll have to tell them. Okay. Airbud the DJ.
Yeah, I guess you can drop that later.
Like the ninth
you don't need to
movie.
Lead with it.
He's run out of sports, and he just starts taking up hobbies, like DJing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
He's a big dog.
He is a big dog.
Do whatever he wants.
This song goes out to anyone who has ever wanted to learn how to play the marimba.
Thank you.
got some technical difficulties. I'm just gonna MacGyver this thing back into place. Oh my god. Wow. Look at me go. Cool. And it's like it was never broken.
Oh, is the translation machine working again?
Yes.
Good. Back in. So, Air Bud, I was wondering, you know stuff about Air Bud, right? How many Air Bud films have there been exactly?
Do you count Air Buddies films? Because there have been two of those.
No, we don't count those.
There was also Space Buddies.
Oh, yeah.
There's three.
Did that have dogs, or is that just a related title?
They're all young golden retrievers.
I always almost say golden receiver. Like, even when I'm
only
like
in
not,
one movie.
Yeah, like, that's the football
even,
one.
Even when I'm not talking about Air Bud. Like, I always, like, when I talk about that breed of dog, I'm like, oh, a golden receiver.
It's because Air Bud has been worked into the American mindset so deeply.
Just seared into my cerebellum.
Right up there.
U.S. capitalism is built on that friendly golden face.
I think there are eight specific Air Bud movies.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Are they all sports based?
I think so.
Air Bud, the therapist.
I would watch that. Honestly,
Air Bud, college dogs. Administrator.
Yeah.
That would be a
groundskeeper.
That sounds like a sad movie.
Yeah, that would just be like
nurse.
High school sports star. ends up.
Well, high school sports star is what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, but then later in life, your regular
the
job, reflect on their times of glory as they sit behind a desk, just pushing paper forever.
But also being a dog.
I feel like later.
Yeah, I feel like they had to keep it the same kind of dog. Because is it the same dog?
It's like, you know,
I don't know.
Is it always the same exact dog that has is able to do all of these
like
things?
Like the same actor?
Or is like the breed of this breed of dog is better at doing sports or something? I don't know.
Interesting.
I think it's when kids have pets and then the pet dies and then the parent replaces the pet without telling the kid.
That's no, right. Did that happen to you?
I mean, I don't think so.
There's no way
but
to
you
know.
You would never know.
Exactly.
You would tell me, right?
It maybe would have been better for Air Bud to have picked dog breeds that were better at those specific sports.
I feel like they really missed the boat with a volleyball one. They could have had an Irish setter. They could have had that bit.
Hey.
You're supposed to have the drum thing lined up.
We're not a sound effects. We're too sophisticated for sound effects.
But just imagine the drum.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. But they definitely... They're definitely all... Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
There's eight
too
films.
Kind. You're too kind.
Golden Retrievers only live 7 years.
I mean, it could have just been one really prolific... I mean, they're not all in the same season, you know what I mean? So they could have all been
Yeah, Snow Buddies, clearly a winter film.
Yeah, and what is... Track seems like it would be a cheap one to make. That one's not as impressive. That's just a dog running faster than a human.
That sport is actually illegal in Massachusetts.
Track?
No, dog track.
Oh, dog track, yeah.
Track
would
for
also
dogs.
That would have some very, very questionable under
not
and overtones.
Sure that's something you want to prioritize.
Yeah. But imagine a dog doing a shot put. Or a high jump.
Or a discus.
Where jumps where it jumps over there. It would. Oh my god, wait, imagine... Okay. Set the scene. They're doing the discus event, and one of the contestants throws it, and then a slow motion shot of Air Bud catching the discus, the really heavy discus. And they're like, "Oh, you."
That one was worth the drum.
So we're
deserved drum beat.
We're getting down to it's 356,
357,
357 right now.
Nose against the wall here.
So we only got a little bit of time before Bingo Crisco comes on for, what a program.
Actually, from insider knowledge, Bingo Crisco is out this week. Yeah, I believe there's a substitute radio DJ coming in for this week.
Do we know who it's going to be?
We didn't get roped into substituting for another show, did we?
God forbid. I do not want to be here right now.
What if it is Mark Ruffalo?
And he shows up to someone else's slot, but he doesn't come to his own? That'd be classic.
I feel like that would be so awkward for us.
I just have to excuse myself.
I haven't seen him in months.
Yeah, we just get emails.
Yeah.
So impersonal.
Sometimes I just question whether or not it's actually him.
Also, I don't know if you realize, but he deleted his phone number off of the receipt on the email. The signature.
Oh, it's on the signature.
We can no longer call him.
Like, you can look at old numbers, but he might switch the number.
He also took out his middle name.
He only uses burners, so that phone number is going to change in another 2 weeks. He breaks it in half and throws it over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Internet privacy is the topic of the future. Yeah.
And also just the staggering amount of cell phones next to the Golden Gate Bridge in the water. Ruffalo throws so many in there.
There's a small island right next to Alcatraz.
Buys like 40.
It's just
go
the bottom
phones.
Halves with the buttons.
I bet they get great service there.
You buy 52 Go phones.
I'm not sure we deserve that one.
Yeah, that one. Can you reverse that?
I did insider information, and the next DJ up is Grace Constantine. She'll be filling in for Bingo Crisco, 4 to 5.
While we wait for Grace Constantine to come on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
We should. Are we in?
Grace Constantine in the studio.
Constantine. Grace Constantine.
Wow,
there
she is.
Yeah,
hello.
All right.
So let's sign
our time is limited. Yeah.
With a quick song.
Yeah.
By,
we
Jean
love
Mander
you.
Gilles.
I'm Airbud.
I'm DJ Time Cop.
I'm working on a name.
This is
Palco by Gilberto Gilles.